taking what you want from the MILF down the street. So the original idea for this was submitted by Yash, and it was a script fill where the script offer had been deleted a long time ago. So it wasn't something that I could perform on GWA. So it was resubmitted as me doing audio similar to it. And that's what won. I did not want to do the exact plot that was in the GWA audio. So I took the main things, which was there's this 18-year-old guy who finds a way to have his way with a MILF, and he takes advantage of that, and he gets what he wants. Everybody's happy. Okay, well, the MILF is pretty angry and not very happy. In the one that Yash had submitted, it was a teacher who had a boy stay after school so she could talk to him and be like, look, I know your trouble and I don't want you anywhere near my niece who's moving into town. I believe that was what the plot was. And so he's like, okay, well, if you don't want me near your niece, then you gotta like get with me. And so she was like, no, I'm an adult. I'm a teacher. When I came up with the premise for this, I got so excited. I think this is one of my favorite ones that I have come up with in a long time. The last one that I really liked was introducing your mommy to your mother. And then before that, it was In From the Cold. And then before that, it was The Drunk Knight. So far, those have been my favorite ones that I made that were not script fills. And so I like the very meta beginning. I'm like, okay, is it possible that anyone's going to listen to this and get a little confused and be like, is this the right audio? It sounds like a ramble fab. So the performer in this one, I mean, she's me in a way, definitely, but she's also not me. Maybe this is in another universe. I don't know. She definitely is way more popular than I am. If she can hold this raffle where she flies the winner to where she lives, and yeah. So she's not exactly me, but you will recognize a lot of what she says and a lot of what happened in her ramble fab, because my ramble fabs oddly are so similar. Funny thing about that. Also, I picture this being on something similar to OnlyFans. There's the whole thing about the tipping, and I picture it probably on a site like that. Definitely not on Patreon. I may have used the idea before about taking a picture before playing and then taking a picture after playing, or before sex and after sex, just because that's just a kink that I have. So that may have ended up in other audios. It may end up in audios in the future. Now, this is supposed to be a fantasy. Her flying someone out and them licking her clean afterwards, that's a little outlandish. Especially like the recording it part. People can buy the recordings. But I wanted to do that because of what happens later. The audio clip that she hears, the proof that she hears that he recorded it. And it's that part. And that is probably going to be the most damning part of that whole recording. That's also the most pornish thing too. Like, that is genuine porn right there. So she does not want this getting leaked, especially among people who know her daughter. So all of her classmates do not need to see this. She is going to be valedictorian. Originally, the sex scene was going to be BDSM. And I'd started acting it out, but it really did not work at all. Like, once she takes off his clothes, he has her get down on her knees, and then he ties her hands together, and then she has to give him a blowjob like a certain way and do deep throat without using her hands, and there are punishments and all sorts of things, and I'm just like, it did not work, because I had to have her at least be somewhat enthusiastic. Not that she really was enthusiastic in the beginning, but I had to have her calm down a bit and realize what was at stake and be like, okay, I'll lose the attitude. I felt like going in a more extreme direction was not going to make her lose her attitude and just be like, I don't know, it didn't work. I was stuck on that for a long time because I kept feeling like this is the action that should happen. It's what I naturally saw in my head happening. So yeah, I ditched that and I made it a little bit lighter. She smacks her own pussy and then he just rams his dick in right afterwards. And then that, since she had been smacking, that just set her off and she has this huge orgasm. And then she's having a really fun time during the sex. So it worked out really well. A lot better than I think the other angle would have worked out. So what happened first before I got to the BDSM part was the whole sir thing. And I liked that just because she's 20 years older than him and she's calling him sir and he's 18. I just thought that was, it amused me. So I had to have that in there. And then that naturally led to the more BDSM angle, which I dropped. But I did not want to drop the sir. I think the sir still works. So that's in there. Okay, I'm getting an idea now for a new audio. I think it would be hilarious if there's a MILF who has to call an 18-year-old daddy. That would be hilarious. Okay, I should make note of that. Now, this is also stuff that I find hot, too. The whole control thing, like him having her call him sir. I thought that was hot and also amusing. So it's not just because it was amusing. If you know anything about me, well, if you've listened to enough of my Patreon audios, Ramble Faps, especially the Ramble Faps, you know I'm a big, big fan of the pussy smacking. Tit smacking too, I've done that in Ramble Faps. And that does make it better for me. Like, that does improve orgasms and stuff. Now, I like how she took a minute to, like, educate this 18-year-old when he was asking her about the pussy slapping and saying, well, you know, I tried that once, but she didn't like it. So she gets into the whole thing about porn, like, don't do what you see in porn. If you are going to do the pussy slapping, blah, 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 blah. And he's listening. He's paying attention because right after she does it, that is when he just goes, like, balls deep in her all of a sudden. And she has her eyes closed, so she has no idea it's even coming, because, you know, she's about to come. Okay, sorry. Anyway, I'm a 12-year-old boy. I can't help it, okay? And now I feel like I have to clarify and say I am not a 12-year-old boy just because of what I do. I'm like, now I have to be very careful. I'm like, I'm not a minor. I'm not a boy either, but I just want to make it very clear, not a minor. Now, one of the beauties about this one is there's a comment where she says, oh gosh, so you have sex. I don't even want to think about my daughter having sex. She's your age too. Because we find out that he's with her daughter later. And so everything that she's talked to him about with like him watching porn and like doing things that he sees in porn, he's probably done that with her kid. But at least she educated him and she gave him a lesson. So now he knows a little bit more. But yeah, that's going to haunt her for sure. All of that. And he's coming over for dinner on Saturday. And he might become part of the family one day. So her life just got a whole lot more complicated. Maybe. He might not stick around long. They're 18 after all. So who knows? But there's always room for a sequel for this one, too. So I'm open to it.